Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Chof Beis Omer Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah in the middle of Simon Shin Samach Gimel. We're on the very top line with Sif Chof Gimel, where the Mechaber says, Chaisa Achas Lamala V'Achas Lamata. We're again talking about a Korah that is enclosing through Heker, through making it recognizable that you want that Mavui to be enclosed when you have three walls of the Mavui and the fourth side is open to Rishus HaRabim. And you can see this in diagram in Deir Shu footnote number 64, what we're talking about now, that we have two Korahs, each in and of itself would not be kosher. But when we can combine them, as we spoke about in yesterday's shiur, under certain situations, we can combine them to make them into a one halachic Korah. So here we're talking about the two Korahs are not on the same plane. One Korah is higher than the other Korah. Each one alone would not be a valid Korah because of its size. So in this situation, the Mechaber tells us, Roin Eso El Yona, we view the top one, Kilu Hilamata, as if it's pushed down, there, or this is really a Vav that is an or, not an and, the Esatachtona Kilu Lamala. The Mishnah will explain that it means one of the two, you don't really need both of them. Either you view the top one pushed down or the bottom one raised up. And in this situation, they're on the same plane, and that would be acceptable if they have now together combined the sufficient size of a tefach, of a korah that can hold up a brick. So in this situation, it would be a kashura korah. One other caveat, the Mechaber says, Ubavad shelo tehei ho'elyona lamala miyesrim. The top one cannot be above 20 amos. L'atachtona lamata miyesara. And the bottom one cannot be lower than 10 tvachim, because above 20 amos, or below 10 tvachim, those are outside the range of how a korah can work to enclose a mavui, and therefore you can't combine them if one of them is possible. Likewise, v'lo yeh b'neim shlosha tvachim. They can't be more than three tvachim apart from each other, and this includes their vertical and horizontal components. Lo begova, not in a vertical plane, v'lo b'meshech, and not in the horizontal plane as well. They have to be within three tvachim of each other for this din of combining them to combine, and this is based upon lovud. And finally, in this situation, we say, kishiro nosom shiorda zu, v'olso zu, v'chavona, when you have the ability to go and halachically move them together because they're within three tefachim of each other and they're in the right locations between 10 tefachim and 20 amos and they're in the same vertical and horizontal plane enough so within three tefachim so love can apply. And when you combine them together, they are in fact going to have a significant size and strength to hold up a brick, a chatzi levona, then it would be perfectly acceptable. So you can make them now as if they're next to each other, it is perfectly good. That is the first lenient opinion of the Mechaber. The second opinion, however, he brings down, V'yesh Poslin. According to these Rishonim, it is not good, even when you combine all of these factors that I just mentioned, and it would come out acceptable according to the first opinion. The second opinion says it still is not good, and you cannot carry in this mavui. Let's understand this a lot better by going through the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat and Ayin Gimel explains that the Mechaber here, Kan Bo Lahosif Revusa Al Sif HaKodim, he's coming to add on to what we learned in the previous Sif, which also talked about two Korahs that are near each other, can you combine them or not, under what circumstances? And he says, Da'afilu Im Lo Hayu Shtei HaKoros, even if you're talking about a situation where you have the two beams, Sheim Kol Achas HaKabal Ariach, each one alone can't hold the brick, they're not sturdy enough, and they were even standing together, Omdos B'Shaveh, we talked about when that would be good. Here the Chiddush is, Elo Achas Gavo Mechavertat Shlosh Tzvachim Gam King Sheri. Here, where the circumstances fit, even if there's a vertical component to them, previously we were only talking about a horizontal discrepancy, here they're talking about a vertical discrepancy, Damrin and Rowan, we can say, V'chule, that you're allowed to go and view them as if they're halachically together. And in order to do that, you have to have this concept of Rowan. We view it as if it was together. Mishneh Berurah Sifkat 9 Dalit says that you either lower the top one or you raise the bottom one. Rotsu Lomar, he brings up from Rashi. You don't have to do both of them. It's an idea over here. You're getting them on the same plane, so it doesn't make a difference how you accomplish that, whether you're lowering the top one or raising the bottom one. However, they can't be outside the kosher area, i.e. they can't be below 10 tefachim or above 20 amos. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat 9. Hey, dim hi lamala miyesim. If one of the beams is more than 20 amos high, then oz afilu atachtona smuchalo beso shlosha tefachim, even if the other one is at 19.9, and it's within 3 tefachim of the top one, but the top one is above 20 amos, lo amrinon. We know in that situation, we do not say ki ilu hi lamata miyesim. We don't pull it down. Because kiven the ato omedes mevakum psul, because the top beam is above 20 amos, it's not kosher. It's in a non-kosher place. It's possible. And therefore, v'cheinim ha'tachton l'mata mi'asara. Likewise, the same thing applies at the other extreme. If the bottom beam is going to be under 10 tvachim, and v'ha'oyona smuchin lo b'sol shlosh tvachim, the top beam is at 10.1 tvachim above the ground. So the top beam is good, but the bottom beam is less than 10 tvachim. Again, we don't say over here, lo amrinan ro'in es ha'tachtona kilu ha'iso menz b'shavi im ha'oyona. In both of these situations, where one is too high or one is too small, we don't bring the non-kosher one to be considered adjacent to the kosher one, because kivan the achshav ein bo hechsher korah. Because the bottom line is, right now it's not kosher, so you can't, so to say, make it kosher without physically moving it. You can't use a halachic principle to go and bring the top one down or the bottom one up to the appropriate area if it's standing in a place where it is possible. Mishmur explains in Sivkot 9 Vav, we said, if they are, however, in the right place, we can assume that they are halachically going to be moved together. We said, Bechavana, that means, Rosaloma Michuvenis, if you can approximate them to be halachically in an acceptable position by theoretically lowering or elevating them based upon the principle of love, then you're allowed to. Ainu, Dafilu, Nachshov, Shekvar, Yarda, Zulamata, Kitsas, Vatachton, Osulamala, Kitsas, Ashenazazu, Kenegazu, Bishove. So if you're going to go and raise the bottom one or lower the top one, lo you oz ruchokin rak pachos mishlosha tvachim. Now, when they're on the same horizontal plane, they're within three tvachim of each other, to oz shayach lo my love. Then you can apply love it over here and say that they're halachically considered contiguous. The chanal, as we've already explained, b'sif hakodem b'dei arishona, as we explained in yesterday's shir, in the first opinion, the makel opinion over there. So this is the Makel opinion over here in Siv Chav Gimel. But then we brought down the Yesh Poslim, and the Mishmur explains in Siv Kot Nayin Zayin, Mishum Desviru Lehu, this stricter opinion holds. The Lo Amrinan Roen Eso Ayona V'chule, we don't apply this halachic construct over here of lowering the top one or raising the bottom one, because in this situation, V'afa Gav De Lekaman Bilcha Sukkah B'simin Tofrei Shlamet Aleph, even though when in regards to a sukkah, and you have the Schach, and the Schach is not all even, Pasak HaMechaber, the Mechaber there does hold B'Pshito Specif Hey, he says it's simple over there, Dim HaSchach Hu Mevuvo, if you have over here the Schach, is all not on a contiguous plane, it's on different levels. V'echud L'mala V'echud L'mata, they're not on the same horizontal plane, they're one higher and one lower than the other, all the different pieces of Schach. But we said over there, the im ein beneim shlosha tvachim, as long as they're within three tvachim each other, damrinu lavud, we do halachically combine them. Why did we do it by sukkah and not over here? So the Mishmur explains here is different. Shiny hacha. Over here, by our korah, it's different. The bo'inu shiu re'uyin lekabel ariyach. According to this opinion, it has to be physically able to hold the brick on it. U'be'echud l'mala v'echud l'mata. But when they're not on the same horizontal plane, one is higher than the other, ain re'uyin lekabel ariyach. He brings down some of the oldest Shabbos, then in this situation, they physically wouldn't be able to hold the brick, and that's why it's no good over here. And therefore, v'hainu dafilu im gvohos tefach echot mechaveru gam kilo mahani. Therefore, even if they're within a tefach of each other, but since they're on a different horizontal plane, a brick would slide right off it. So it can't hold the brick when you combine the two of them together. So therefore, it is not considered acceptable. This is the opinion brought down in the Shaar HaTzion, Ost Nun Beis of the Vilna Gaon, as well as the Sefer Big De Yesha. The Mishmur continues and says, this is true. Even if they're right next to each other, this stricter opinion here is just like the stricter opinion at the end of yesterday's shir. They have to be within a tefach of each other in order to be able to apply this principle. You can't use just lovud. And he says, because of El Yerabba, the Yesh Lahachmik of the Azu, we must take into account this stricter opinion, and we paskin like this stricter opinion according to the El Yerabba. Sivchav Dalet, the Mechaber writes, Peras al Hakora Machatzelis. If you were to put some sort of a mat on top of the crossbeam, on top of this board over here that you're using as your Korah, as your beam, connecting the two side walls of the Mavui, so you now have a halachic recognition over here that this is an enclosed area. The Einu Nogas Arakaka, and this mat does not go all the way down to the ground. If it goes all the way down to the ground, then it's a machitza. So here it's still trying to function, so to say, as a korah, but it doesn't go all the way down to the ground, so it's not functioning as a machitza. So, Im Givoa Meharit Shlosha Tvachim, if it doesn't go down to within even three tvachim of the ground, if it goes down to within three tvachim of the ground, then the mat becomes a machitza through the principle of lavud. But if there's more than three tvachim of space over here, then Gidim Bokimbo, the goats can get underneath it, so to say, and it's not a valid machitza. So then it can only function as a korah. But it will not be acceptable as a korah because it's covered up by the machatzelis, and therefore it is pasula, it is no good. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Ayin Ches explains, Why is he putting this mat over here on top of the korah? Shirotzel yafos koach haheter operes lo machatzelis. He wanted to try to make it even better, to make it a stronger type of a korah by putting on top of it a mat. Begam sharu lekosel, and he tied it as well to the wall. Shlot nidenu haruach, so it shouldn't be flapping in the wind. Kedei shiolel shem mechitza, trying to make it into a mechitza. Gam kain, that's his purpose over here. Nevertheless, sifkat nayin tes. The Mishnah Berurah explains the mechaber. It is psul. It's no good. And this is true. Afilu v'machatzelis biatzmon gavo asara. And this is true even if the entire mat has more than 10 tefachim to it. So you might have thought it's a mechitza, but it's not. It can't function as a mechitza over here because it doesn't come within 3 tefachim of the ground. And that's what the mechaber tells us. He says shahare ki soha korah. This machatzelis is not functioning as a mechitza. So it's trying to have the korah function as a korah, but it's covering up the korah, and therefore they know. Nearest. Therefore, the korah can't be visible, and batla miyos korah, and it loses its status of being a korah. And likewise, a mechitza, gam kein eina, it's also not functioning as a mechitza, kivin shekvo mi'arid shlosh, as I pointed out, it's more than 3 tefachim above the ground, so gidi and bokimba, it doesn't count as a mechitza, even if it's 10 tefachim tall, as we said. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Pei explains, imkein les kan heker, if the machatzelis is covering up the korah, and therefore it doesn't allow the korah to function as a heker, a reminder to people that you're leaving the Rishus HaRabim going into the Mavli, or going from the Mavli into the Rishus HaRabim, as we've already explained. Mechaber continues, he writes, however, avol im hiniach korah rechova, if you have over here a wide korah, v'nim sheches kitzas lamata me'asara, and it extends a little bit below 10 tefachim, so then ksheira, then it is a valid type of a korah. Let's explain this by looking at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Pei Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Mechaber is telling us, Rotsu Lomar, Shehi Rechov Asara Tefachim, this korah is 10 tefachim wide. And I might have said, V'hava mina, kiven shi Rechov Kokach, since it's so wide, Shem Mechitza Olaha, V'lo Shem Korah, it loses its status of being a korah, and it's functioning as a Mechitza. Or mechitza kishera eina, and it's not a kosher mechitza. The hog of Omen or it's harbe ukamov machatzelis. This would be no different than having the machatzelis over here that is not within 3 tefachim of the ground, and therefore so too this korah, which is wide, it's 10 tefachim wide, is not going to function as a mechitza, and therefore it will not be a good mechitza. Nevertheless, komashvul and dechshera, in this situation, it still can function as a korah, and it is good. Why? The bibnei gadlusa, because it's so big, it's at least 10 tefachim wide, lo nisbatomin or shem korah, it doesn't lose its status of being a korah. Or machatzelis shiny, and the machatzelis case is different. The kiso asa korah, the enoni karis, there the korah was covered up. Here the korah is just very big. It doesn't lose its status of a korah because it is so big. Mishnah Berurah continues to explain in Sifkot and Pei Beis. The Mechaber said over here that if it goes below 10 tefachim, it nevertheless is good because of the part that's above 10 tefachim that is still functioning as a korah. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down, kam achronim niskashu bedvarav. There are many achronim that disagree with this. The Mashma, they hold, milushonim, from the language of the Mechaber, the boli yashmin, he's coming to teach us, dafilu kitzas miyakorah harachova, nichnas mesoch hasar tefachim atachtonim shalamova, igam kin kosher. They are understanding it the way I explained it, that even though some of this korah is below 10 tefachim, it's good. Damrinon, roen es hamiktsas hazeh, kilu eino, we view the part that's below 10 tefachim as if it's not there, and the rest of the korah, vakorah amenes, rak lamalam yasarah, and we view the rest of the korah itself, which is all about 10 tefachim, as being a separate entity. Kidin heksha korah hamavor b'siv chavav, like a regular functioning good korah, which we'll discuss again in siv chavav in tomorrow's shir. Nevertheless, avob emez ze'eno, but they hold that this is not the case. The imahoyo nichnas kitzas mirocha makorah b'socho avish al asorat hatonim psula. They say that once the korah enters below 10 tefachim, it ruins its name as a korah. The boinun shehacholol shalamovoy ad hakorah asorat tefachim davka, because you need to have the korah totally above the 10 tefachim airspace of the mavoy. You can't have any part of the korah, according to these achronim over here, below 10 tefachim. Now we go to Siv Chaf Hei. The Mechaber writes, Noatz shtei yisedos akumos al shnei kosli hamavoy. You have over here two pecs coming out of the walls of the mavoy on the opposite sides, and they're slanted upward, and this can be clearly seen in Dirshu footnote number 68 in the diagram. So on both sides of the mavoy, from the wall, you have these pegs that come out of the wall, and they're extending on a slant, angling in towards the mavoy. And on top of that, you put the korah, as the Mechaber tells us. Vakmi musa no talasoch hamavoy, the slanting of the pegs over here is in towards the mavoy, so it's totally within the mavoy. And v'nos and a korolem, and you put the beam on top of them. Now the beam doesn't reach the two side walls; it's shorter than the entire width of the mavoy over here. So nevertheless, this is considered acceptable. As long as the ein b'yisedos tefach, the pegs themselves aren't a tefach wide, because if they were tefach wide, they would count as a korah themselves. Shehu shir korah, lios nechshavim kekorah, and that's why they have to be talking about where they're smaller than a tefach, because if they were larger than the tefach, then you wouldn't have the question. So im einon gvoi mikosli amovi shlosha, if they're not going to be higher than three tefachim above the walls of the kosel, of the mavoi, the ein b'nitiyosan shlosha, and if they're not angling more than three tefachim away from a horizontal distance from the wall, kshera, then this is an acceptable korah over here. Because sha'anu ro'en kilu heim al kosli amavi, we view the korah over here as if it's on top of the wall, okila korah no gas b'mavi, and it's if the korah is actually touching the walls, and therefore, through the principle of love, it's acceptable. However, im yesh begovan, obin tiyosan shlosha, if in fact it is higher than the wall by three tvachim, or horizontally it's a distance at more than three tvachim away from the wall, then it would be psula, it would not be acceptable. The Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sif Katan Pei Gimel, wrote to Lomar, he's trying to tell us, Dehoyu omdos hayesedos ashnei hatzdadim bishipua. As I pointed out already, you can see this again in the diagram in the issue footnote number 68. The pegs coming out from the mavi walls are angled upwards and away from the walls. For Hashem boltos lamalim migovak solim. They're higher than the walls of the mavi. Sif Katan Pei Dalit, v'nosan akoraleim. And you put the board, the korah, on top of them, wrote to Lomar, v'yesh kan shnei riosos. There are two things that are negative over here. Number one, achas de'ena munachas akora lakosa. The korah is not directly on the walls. Mamish. The rak ba'avir milamalo ala yisedos. It's only in the airspace above the yisedos. So that's problem number one. Problem number two, shein is ta korah kitzorim me'orach ha'shatach shebein shnei aksolim. The korah doesn't extend all the way across. It's relying on the pegs to stay in the air. It doesn't touch either of the two walls. So these are the two problems. But we said it's good because you're talking over here of the principle of lovut allowing it to extend both horizontally and vertically to be considered as if it's on the wall. And we're talking here the Ein HaYisedos Tefach. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Pehei, the having Yisedos Roch of Tefach, because if these pegs were a Tefach wide, then they would be perfectly good korahs themselves. And therefore, Loich Patlon, B'nesh HaKorah Atzmak, so we wouldn't care that the top board, the real korah, doesn't reach it because they would function as a korah as well. The Halo HaYisedos Atzmak, Nechshavim Kekorah, if they were a Tefach wide. So we're talking that they're less than a Tefach wide. Nevertheless, it's still Ksheira, Sifkot and Pehvav, the B'mesh Ein Gvo, because in the vertical distance they're not more than three tefachim from the wall. So we say Aminon Chavot Rami. We say we push it down halachically speaking. We view this beam as if it's pressed downward, the Nishpal Eitzel Haksolim, and it's lowered as if it's on the walls. But it's not reaching the walls because it's not wide enough to reach the distance between the two walls. Then we can apply the principle of lavud. Kivin she'ein b'nitiyosin shel yisedos shlosha, the imkein akor einu rechok shlosha tefachim b'naksalim. It's going to be within three tefachim of the walls. Amrinu lavud. We can also apply the principle over here of lavud. But if you can't, if it's more vertically or horizontally than three tefachim away, then we can't apply the principle of chavot rami, and we can't apply the principle of lavud, and it's psula. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Peizayin, the Vishir Shlosha, lo amrinu chavot, bekora velo lavud. If it's more than three tefachim, neither of these two halach l'moshe m'sinai principles of chavot rami or lavud apply in this situation. With that, we conclude today's shir.